WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're going to spend the remainder of today's show discussing the court suit that was just settled out of court relating to Agent Orange and chemical manufacturing companies. Americans who fought in Vietnam and survived without injury expected to come home and resume a normal life, but thousands of men lost their good health a few years after returning home. Typical physical problems included body rashes, tumors, chronic diarrhea, bowel disorders, hearing impairment, and muscle problems. Many of these men fathered children with serious birth defects and had wives who had an unusually high number of miscarriages. These disorders were eventually linked to exposure to the chemical herbicide Agent Orange, which contains the toxic dioxin. 12 million tons of Agent Orange were sprayed in Vietnam from 1965 to 1970 to defoliate the overgrown areas around roads and paths where North Vietnamese guerrillas hid. 5 years ago, approximately 15,000 Vietnam veterans joined in a class action suit against seven chemical companies which manufactured Agent Orange. It was the largest class of claimants ever permitted to sue for personal injury. The case was scheduled to go to court on May 7th, but just 6 hours before the trial, lawyers announced that an out-of-court settlement had been reached. The seven companies agreed to create a fund of $180 million, which will be held for about 6 years, at which time it will have grown to approximately $250 million with interest. Settlement must still be approved by a federal judge and subjected to public hearings. The veterans community is divided over the settlement. Some are angry because the case was not given the chance to come to trial. They expected the trial would have determined the extent of the chemical company's prior knowledge of the dangers of Agent Orange. Government and military architects of the war were also expected to take the stand and possibly divulge under cross-examination new information about the war. In the out-of-court settlement, chemical companies accepted no responsibility for the claimants' medical problems and acknowledged no connection between dioxin and the medical problems in question. However, if the case had come to trial, it could have taken many years to resolve, so many veterans are pleased with the out-of-court settlement, which means they'll soon be eligible for payments. This is the largest personal injury settlement in history. The agreement now leaves vets free to press claims against the government for authorizing the use of Agent Orange, and such a suit is being initiated today by Victor Iannacone, the original lawyer for the vets in the class action suit against the chemical companies. During the rest of today's show, we'll hear from three participants in the Agent Orange controversy, two Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange, and a lawyer for the Hercules Corporation, one of the companies that manufactured the herbicide. First, we'll hear a phone interview I recorded a couple of days ago with Michael Milne, National Director of Veterans of the Vietnam War. Michael Milne was exposed to Agent Orange when he fought in Vietnam in 1968 and 69. He's now totally disabled as a result of medical conditions he believes were caused by exposure to dioxin. He opposes the out-of-court settlement with the chemical companies. When I called Michael Milne at his house in Wilkes-Barre, I asked him to describe the medical conditions he suffers from.
Well, I have degenerative cervical neck disease, and it's spreading down through the spine. I have an arthritic-type problem throughout the body that they don't know exactly what it is. It has baffled the VA and baffled civilian specialists for years. I've had diarrhea since 1968. I have photosensitivity to light with my eyes. Rashes on my feet and legs and groin. I have a hearing problem with one ear. It's a high-pitched whine. It's not like tinnitus. When I was 35, a doctor at the VA told me I had the body of a 60-year-old man. That about sums it up.
Can you describe your exposure to Agent Orange?
I was exposed in the field by direct spraying. Also, I did a lot of convoys from down in the Delta up north to pick up supplies for our people in the Delta, and the roads that we used were constantly being sprayed to keep the vegetation back off the road to help for ambushes and so on. And we also handled the barrels at the docks and brought them back to the Delta for it to be used down there.
Why are you dissatisfied with the out-of-court settlement?
The main reason is that the truth will never really be known unless we go to court. The settlement is not actually settled yet. It is only tentative. This could go either way. There are going to be public hearings in the very near future, and it may possibly go to court. And this is what I'm hoping for, because then the truth has to be told, and the Dow knowingly did what they did with the chemicals, knew they were toxic and mutagenic, and knew the consequences from it. We have, or our attorneys have, enough paperwork to back up what we've been saying for years. And now, unless it goes to court, we won't be allowed to bring that information forward.
You say that you think Dow knew in advance about the toxicity of Agent Orange. Do you think that other companies knew as well?
Oh, I'm sure they did.
What action is currently being taken on this issue in opposition to the out-of-court settlement?
At the present time, nobody can take any action on it until a final decision is made. For our information, it would be 60 to 90 days before the final answer is reached, whether it does indeed go to court or it will start putting a system together to compensate the veteran.
What do you think would be a just alternative? If you could design a settlement, what would you be looking for?
Well, for one thing, they would have to make a much larger settlement than what tentatively has been done, for the simple reason that these people cannot be compensated in a one-shot deal, so to speak. If they were to pay the veteran and the widow right now, it would amount to about $9,000. That doesn't even cover a year's lost wages for many vets. They would have to set up a larger fund, and through the medical evidence entered to whomever is going to handle all this, would have to be based on a monthly compensation, so the fund itself doesn't get wiped out overnight. And the veteran or the family would have a monthly income to pay for continuing doctor bills and lost wages and so on.
What do you think the chances are of ever reaching an agreement which you would find satisfactory?
It's very difficult to answer that, as I say, until something is done or settled, that there will never be an answer. Because the VA and the government are against the Agent Orange, the whole herbicide thing from the beginning. And if Dow has to admit in court that they knew, then Dow is going to turn around, or the chemical companies, excuse me, I just refer to Dow as all of them, that they will in turn have to go after the federal government, and then the federal government's going to get caught with its hand in the cookie jar, so to speak, which in turn, long-term, could bring international suit from the Korean veterans, New Zealand veterans, and the Australian veterans, the civilians who worked in Vietnam, the civilian volunteers such as the Red Cross and USOs and so on and so forth. So the government does not want to open Pandora's box, so to speak.
How many vets do you think your position represents? Are you part of a coalition that shares this point of view?
No, not necessarily a coalition. I'm the national director of a Vietnam Veterans Organization, and that's my personal opinion, but it has been voiced similar by just about every vet that I've run across since the decision was made a week ago. And the office is constantly getting calls from veterans who are really upset, and we are in contact with other Vietnam veterans organizations, and they've been calling us and kind of giving us the same same view.
Who do you think is more culpable right now? You've mentioned the government and the manufacturers of the toxics as having some knowledge of the hazards that they might cause. Who seems to you to be the more key figure?
I believe it's the chemical companies. You've got to understand, when Vietnam was going on and they were using the herbicides, that when they manufactured the herbicide, there's a special heat temperature that has to be maintained when you're manufacturing it, or it makes it more toxic. And from the information we've been able to gather, it's a known fact that the chemical companies were manufacturing the stuff at a high rate, that it was actually coming out 25 times stronger than the normal dose, plus then the when the government tested in Florida with ranch hand, it wasn't doing the job that they wanted it to do. It wasn't doing it quickly enough. So consequently, by the time the mix got to Vietnam, it was being mixed 14 times stronger than what it should have been mixed, and it was already at least 25 times stronger than it should have been. And the chemical companies knew one end of it, and the government knew the other end of it, but they didn't get any immediate effects other than dizziness and a rash and so on, but the people weren't constantly exposed to it day after day after day. They didn't live in it. They were able to, at the end of the day, go back to the barracks, take a shower, get rid of their clothes, eat fresh food and vegetables and fruit, whereas the people that were in country didn't have this luxury available to them.
You recently testified on behalf of House Bill 1961. Would you briefly describe the bill and why you support it?
We went down to Tom Daschle, Congressman Daschle, invited us to come down to testify because, well, two of us had handled dioxin and been heavily exposed to it, and the third man went with us as part of our organization to testify. And we support the bill for the simple reason that it's by far the best bill that's been introduced for herbicide victims. And we also wanted the bill to be expanded. At the present time, it only covers three things, and there's a possibility that it may be expanded at a future date. It's supposed to go before the floor, I believe, this summer in June or July. We're anticipating a rider being attached to it to handle more of the symptoms of herbicide poisoning.
One last question. Have you received any compensation for the physical problems that you're having that you think are a result of exposure to herbicides?
I received 10% compensation for a rash, and it took 7 years of fighting to get that in compensation from the VA. And I'm 100% disabled, and I'm on Social Security disability. And I'm not very happy about that, because I feel the VA should be giving me that compensation, not Social Security, and that I had a very good job with an electric utility in the state, and now I can no longer work. My income has been reduced drastically, and it's made an enormous amount of changes in my personal life, in my family's life, and I'm hoping that the end result will come, that the VA will compensate the victims of herbicide poisoning.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're more than welcome.
That was Michael Milne, National Director of Veterans of the Vietnam War, Incorporated. He's totally disabled by medical conditions he believes were caused by exposure to Agent Orange in Vietnam in 1968 and 69.